Let's be honest, surveys aren't cutting it anymore. Response rates are low, focus groups take weeks, and at the end of it all, you still don't know how people really feel. Talkalytics changes that. Talkalytics is a voice-based feedback platform that captures what your customers are saying and how they're saying it. Tone, emotion, sentiment, the stuff that actually drives decisions. Whether you're testing brand messaging, creative, product concepts, or just want to know if your campaign is hitting the mark, Talkalytics gives you answers that go way beyond the checkbox. Emotionally connected customers spend twice as much. If you want to create real connection, it starts by listening differently. Head to talkalytics.com/getinsights to see how it works. That's talkalytics.com/getinsights. Talkalytics, because the voice always tells you more. Listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded live at Advertising Week Europe 2025 in London, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technology communities. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice, left a positive review, or shared with your friends and colleagues. Thanks for listening. You are listening to the AW360 podcast, where we're recording live from Advertising Week Europe 2025 here at 180 Studios in London. I'm joined today by Anita Karas.
Hi there, everyone.
Hello. So you're International VP of Insights and Measurement at Teads. You're actually the second person from Teads we've had on today.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Hopefully I reinforce some of the messages then. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of the messages were pretty well enforced the first time, but, you know, it's always good to come in with more. For starters, tell us a little bit about your role at Teads.
Yeah, so I suppose like the title sort of suggests, really there to collaborate with key clients and my team, which are market insight leads across the world, to equip the commercial teams in data and resources around campaign measurement, around audience insights, and also dealing with sort of thought leadership that really helps sort of get to the crux of some of the marketing challenges that are out there.
You've been digging into attention for about 7 years now.
Yeah, long time.
In this industry, yeah. What's changed most about how we understand attention, and why is it such a hot topic in marketing right now?
I think quite frustratingly, like many things in data, the deeper you dig, the more nuance you find. And attention really is no exception. I think when attention came along, there was this gambit, if you like, to really start to chase the highest attention score. But it's not about the highest attention, it's about identifying and finding the right level of attention needed to really drive the brand outcomes that you require in that given market. And that really depends on brand equity, it depends on the marketplace, and it also depends on which KPI you're trying to drive forward with.
You know, your research shows that just a few extra seconds of attention can make a huge difference. And, you know, in the age of 3 and 6 second video ads, I suppose that's probably an understatement. But from brand recall to actual sales, what should marketers be doing differently based on those insights?
So I think there's a number of things. I think the thing about attention is it really starts to humanize data. And humans are a bit erratic, and they are emotional beings, and they don't always play by the rules, because at the end of the day, a lot of what we do, all of our decision making, if you think about how many decisions you make in the day, they are subconscious, and purchase and brand affinity is kind of no exception. So it starts to try and to sort of tap in, I guess, into sort of the neuroscience principles. So going back to sort of neuroscience, and I guess the way I came into research was being generally nosy about humans, is there's kind of three key sort of cognitive processes. There's the synchrony, which is really around understanding what that marketing is. attraction and also then sort of your memory encoding, or I suppose in classic marketing terms, recall. So yes, we found that different marketing objectives require different levels of attention. So if you're thinking about things like consideration, that needs 8 times more attention than something like brand familiarity. And it makes total sense to me. It's far harder to convince somebody who's never bought a product to do that than somebody who's got that behavioural pattern already there to just remind them a bit and nudge them towards that purchase. So again, that nuance is coming through with attention. So we do see effective attention, but it's about that understanding of what's right for that particular brand. And that's what we're trying to do at Teads, right, is to really elevate some of the intelligence around that and some of the information to make sure that people are chasing the right levels and the KPIs in attention for them in that market with their particular brand.
You found that optimizing for attention can double ROI compared to just focusing on viewability, which is quite a statistic. Why do you think the industry has been so slow to move beyond the whole was it seen model to was it noticed?
I think probably first and foremost is that lack of standardization. When we think about click-through rates and viewability, there is a very predefined way of measuring these things. Attention is far more nuanced. Yes, most models have some eye tracking in there, but then there's a lot of black box modeling that goes on in terms of what other data points are drawn in. So it means that it's been harder, I think, for marketers to sort of grapple with that without that standardization, even though attention in anything that's visual, which is a lot of media, could have attention sort of attributed to it. So it does help in that omnichannel space. I think there's also a bit of an education gap there in really kind of getting that guidance in interpreting attention. And then I also think there's also a level of reticence, I guess, because we've been marketers for many years with models already built up with standard measures and metrics and attribution. And it takes effort at expense to introduce new measures to that. So you kind of have to be convinced first before you put that effort in that investment, whether that's both a sort of product investment as well as a financial investment there.
You know, creative clearly plays a big, big role here, but it's not just about grabbing attention. What are the emotional or storytelling elements that actually drive outcomes like brand lift or purchase intent, things of that nature?
Yeah, I think this is really interesting because, again, it starts to go back to sort of this humanization of data, because when you think about attention, creative really comes to the fore and storytelling, and any purchase we make is an emotional drive as much as it may be, and even more so than a rational drive. So we see things like humor, happiness, excitement, really drawing positive shifts in brand KPIs. If we go back and sort of look at sort of the data points, there is Harvard professor Gerald Zaltman, who talks about 95% of purchase decisions are actually unconscious. And that goes back to this beauty of being human and not being a robot, that things aren't predefined. So therefore, we do need to tap into those storytelling techniques, those emotional connections to really drive through to brand affinity, favorability, consideration, and hopefully purchase.
You know, looking ahead through the rest of this year and, you know, into the next, what is the one thing you think brands need to shift, whether it's in measurement, media planning, creative, what have you, to make more attention work for them?
I think the biggest thing is about having this holistic approach. We talked a bit about what is the optimal number of seconds or attentive seconds that's required. That is not aiming for one platform, one area. You've got to look at that holistically, right? So it's a cumulative. The attentive seconds and how that builds is a cumulative. Exactly the same in a marketing campaign, where you really do need to align your brand building and your performance objectives rather than treating them separately. So for me, attention's a kind of stepping stone, if you like. It's not the end goal. You still have to have that clarity in terms of defining that optimal attentive reach for your particular brand and KPIs and really sort of recognize how the varying platforms, devices and categories have a different level of attention that is required. So optimizing campaigns to that for maximum impact would really serve you well.
Is there anyone in your mind that stands out that you think really gets all of this right for a brand side?
So I think there are a number of brands that have standout campaigns where they are starting to sort of rinse and repeat. I mean, if we think about the obvious, if you're thinking about emotional connection, John Lewis does it better than most others with their storytelling. But I think what's interesting there is, yes, very much a standard TV advertiser, but then started to draw the same storytelling and then more of an interaction and playfulness into the digital environment. So would enable the user to create their own story and their own end to advertising, depending on the route that they would navigate through the advertising and experience that they were having, to really start to brand build. So one thing we did find with creative was simplicity was really important. And if you did have a complex message, the clarity still had to be there because we are so bombarded. So for me, that synchrony between what's happening on bigger screens versus what's happening on those small screens and seeing that connective thread is something that is really optimal. And we see brands playing with that now more. We see them see their brand essence, taking that. Guinness is another great example where I think they've got a very strong brand essence. They play with it in the digital space, as well as having that classic storytelling in the TV space.
Well, Anita, if one wanted to find out more about Teads and your work there, where should they go?
Well, first thing is obviously to go to the Teads website, which is thenewteads.com. As well as that, I've published a white paper on attention that's available on Walk, or you can follow me on LinkedIn, all lowercase, Anita Karas. And I post thoughts, perceptions, and work from my team there.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including The Trustmakers, our podcast with the Edelman Trust Institute, now in its fourth season. You'll find all of Advertising Week's podcasts at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.